Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Football on Off the Ball.
My favourite goal. If you think of a goal where the first touch makes the goal, Bergkamp against Newcastle. What a touch.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Here with Alan Reynolds, head of the Dublin Derby on Friday night. First things first, before we get into this, you've got a pretty good record in this fixture. The 4 games last season, you won 3 of them. You won both at home as well. You'll be at home, obviously, on Friday. Do you take anything from that into this week?
No, look, come here, it's forgotten about this last season, but, you know, the players that are here from last year can take confidence from it, really. And I thought we were really good in a lot of the games, even the one we lost. So, two good teams going at us, and we have our way of playing, and possession-wise we normally shade it, which is unheard of, I suppose, against Rovers. So, but we're also very good without the ball.
You were at Tallaght Stadium on Monday night when Rovers played Dundalk. Did you learn anything from the way they set up in that game? I know obviously they made 8 changes from the team they played Pats on Friday. So is there even anything you can learn from a team when you don't know who's going to play? It could be so changed up again.
No, but in fairness to the manager there, they play the same way all the time. Just tweak the players. You know, Jake Mulroney's coming in now and Graham Burke play similar roles, but they just have a way of playing. They stick to that. So I think they might go a little bit direct Friday, which will be unusual for them. But look, we just need to prepare for everything.
Have you got a bit of inside information there?
No, I don't, but just from their games against us recently.
Nothing to do with the tactics board behind you, anyway.
No. Jeez, if you can work that out.
You obviously have had now sides on both sides of this derby. You played for Rovers in 2 spells at the club in the noughties. Is there anything you can take from maybe being on the other side of it and the insight into what it means for people on the other side of this derby?
Oh, no, come here. That's irrelevant, me being with Rovers. That's well forgotten about. All I know is that we'll bring it, bring the intensity, the atmosphere will be through the roof on Friday, and it's a great one. It's our last time we're playing Rovers on a Friday night in Dalymount, unless it's a cup draw. The next one is a Monday, so you know, it's the last of certain things going on this year, so we want to make it a special night.
Does that have an added effect? I know it obviously had an added effect on the fans. Will that have an added effect on some of the players, even players especially who were born in Dublin and have known since they were a child what this rivalry means?
Yeah, look, we're all well aware of it. And we've spoken about it wanting to be a special year and finishing Dalymount in style. So that's the aim. And from a staff, it's a collective thing that we're really driven by that. So I'm sure the Ross Tierneys and Dawson DeVoy's, Keen Burns, who've been at the club a while, will know what it means to the fans. But we're all well aware of that.
From the games you've had so far, you've picked up 7 points. Maybe unlucky not to be 3-3 with the opening day draw. From a defensive standpoint, you've brought in basically a brand new defence. We've Darragh Power outside, we've Sam Todd has come in, Patrick Hickey, Senna Mullen, and they haven't conceded a goal. How important have they been, and how impressed have you been with their performances so far?
Yeah, look, they've been outstanding, but the one thing about it, we had the most clean sheets in the league last year, like, so people forget, and for some reason they're pointing the finger that defensively we weren't as good, but we had the most clean sheets, so we've added, and the lads have come in, there's more competition, but the four that are playing have been really strong and really good and complement each other very, very well. But that's not to say the Lee Cavan, the Keane Burns and so on that we've had, they've been excellent for us. So we've tightened up all over the pitch, not just the back four, and we felt we needed to do so.
You've been very fluid with the formations and tactics you've had so far this season. You played back fives, you played back fours. You also went into the Pats game with maybe no out-and-out striker, your Ross Tierney kind of floating role. And then a week later, you 2 strikers up front against Sligo. Is that the strength of your squad, that you're able to rotate and flick around tactics so much in this team?
No, look, Amir, you know, people will say we overthink it and all that. You know, it's they don't know what's gone on in pre-season with fellas with niggles. We played Conor Parsons as a striker. Then I hear it's a false nine we played. So it was just a different type of striker. So we have to be careful not to complicate it too much. We know our strengths and how to play. But I hear people, I laugh at people talking about what formations we play and all this. And I think it's lazy journalism.
You've played Colin Whelan, you played him up in Derry on Friday night, and maybe some people thought maybe he wouldn't play. We know his complications he's had up there in Derry before on the pitch. He got his hat-trick against Sligo the week before. It's three hat-tricks now since he joined Bowes last season. How impressed are you with him when he can keep himself fully fit?
Yeah, come here, fantastic. I've worked with him with the Irish 21s. Was part of what was up in Derry when he came up there. He was unlucky with injury. He's had a really good pre-season. He came through last year injury-free, without playing loads, and a good pre-season. But what I expect and demand from Colin Whelan is he gives it, he works really, really hard, you know, and extremely hard, and make the most of his career. That's what I want, you know, and I think he'll score goals with that comments, but delighted with him, and you know, hopefully he continues.
How do you find a balance between, you brought him and Douglas James Taylor up top, who we know if both can stay fit, they're both going to score a lot of goals. How do you find the balance between keeping both of them happy, maybe knowing they won't be in the team every week?
Yeah, but look, I mean, there's so many games coming up, and there's obviously the option we play two, like in Sligo. Look, we come into three games in a week and all that. So look, there's no problem, and one plays, the other backs the other up, and then we have Huey Martin and Josh there, who are itching to play, good young strikers. So look, there's no, it's healthy.
Can I ask you quickly about some matters off the field? Obviously, we saw the scenes last Friday night in the Louth derby. You're going to have another huge derby this Friday night. I was speaking to Kieran Kilduff last week, and he said the Louth derby is the biggest derby in the league. We know this, the atmosphere and the kind of intensity that the likes of Flares and Pyro can bring. Not necessarily are you worried, but going into Friday night, how much do you think that will be in the minds of fans maybe going into stands about maybe not bringing Pyro in on Friday night? And then if there is, say, no Pyro, no smoke, does that have less of an effect on the atmosphere in games such as this?
I don't think there'll be a problem with the atmosphere this Friday night in Dalymount. I think the place will be electric. Obviously, don't cross the line. You know, when you look at the flares and the fireworks, you need to be careful with that. You know, we speak about they're illegal as far as I know, but also when you go to some grounds and you see them, it makes an event or makes a game. But don't cross the line, and the atmosphere in Dalymount, that's one thing they don't have to worry about, is the place will be bouncing.
Do you think it's something that maybe needs to be stamped out if it is illegal?
It is, because if somebody's going to get badly hurt, and you talk about a 12-year-old boy getting hurt, if something seriously happens, like, you can't have that.
Here with Darragh Power, ahead of the Dublin derby on Friday night versus Shamrock Rovers. I suppose, firstly, just looking ahead to this Friday, when you're coming back from England, this must be one of the games that you circled on the calendar when you signed for Bowes.
Yeah, definitely. Like, as a player, these are the big games you want to be involved in. I think we have a few new lads in the squad that obviously wouldn't have had a taste of that before, so yeah, we're all really looking forward to it.
How's it been for you on a personal level since coming back from England? I presume, obviously, Alan Reynolds, your ex, your fellow Waterford man, played a huge part in the signing back here. How's it been settling into the squad? I know you have a couple of players who would have played with you as well back in Waterford, the likes of Conor Parsons.
Exactly, I would have known a few. Like, obviously, I would have played underage with Colin Whelan, Neil Burkey and Connor from Waterford before, so it was fairly easy settling in, and as you said, working with Rennie as well, that was, I'm used to that, so yeah, that was fairly easy settling in.
Is he the same as he was maybe when you worked with him before in Waterford, or is it a bit different now that he's, I know you worked with him when he was your manager and a coach as well, now he's back in the head coach role again, is it a little bit different to the way it was before?
Maybe a little bit different, because first off, he was my first manager, gave me my first professional contract when I was at Waterford, so he was manager then probably a bit more relaxed when he was number two at Waterford, but he's the best in the business and very good. Yeah,
on your time in England, obviously you spent about a year in total, was it, at Cheltenham? How did you find that experience, firstly, I suppose, on the pitch? How was it, what difference did you learn playing over there compared to here?
I loved it. Yeah, I like, Cheltenham's a really nice area and like a really nice lads and like a lovely club and all that. It probably took me longer than I thought to settle in properly. See, I went over when I would have been unfit, so we would have finished up in November, and I would have went over start of January, so it took me probably a lot longer than expected to get up to speed. But yeah, there's like, I was only saying to the lads there, like, I wouldn't see much of a difference between League of Ireland standard and that. And then when the chance obviously came to come back here, I jumped at it, yeah.
Did you find any difference in the intensity or the physicality of playing over there?
I'd say physicality might be a big one, yeah. There's a lot more teams that would go direct than over here. I think this league is better in terms of football and watch. But yeah, I'd say physicality would be the biggest one, yeah.
Since you came back into the side, we've seen mostly a back five since you came up, but it's no goals conceded so far. I mean, that must be the one thing that just delights you as a defence. It's basically a whole brand new defence across the board. You almost be delighted with that.
Yeah, well, that's what you want. You want to be winning games and keeping clean sheets. And I think it's not only us defenders that have to take pride in that. It's us as an 11. And I think we've shown that over the last few games.
Have you found that role playing maybe as a wing back compared to maybe in a flat back four? Does that suit your game a little bit better?
Yeah, it doesn't really bother me, really. Like, I think as a squad, I think we're very flexible. We play multiple positions and multiple systems, so I think that'll stand to us.
We've seen that flexibility from your side, not just in defence, maybe going forward as well. The likes of Colin Whelan up top, you played Colin Whelan and Dougie up top versus Sligo, yet the week before there was basically no striker. And Ross Tierney was kind of in a floating role. How exciting is it to play with a group of players that are so tactically flexible week on week?
I think it gives everyone confidence, the fact that, like, no matter what the opposition will throw at us, we can always find an answer to different things. And yeah, I think it's stood to us well so far, yeah.
Looking ahead to Rovers, they've obviously only had two games in the space of 4 days, a bit of a stop-start season. Have you been able to learn much from their games so far?
Yeah, we've obviously watched clips and stuff, and obviously the game called off as well. Yeah, we watched their last game against Dundalk, and look, the amount of quality they have in that squad is unbelievable. I think they've recruited very well as well, so they'll be the team to beat.
One of the players who had a big night last Friday night was young Adam Brennan, coming in from UCD to Shamrock Rovers. He's probably going to be on your wing if he starts on Friday night. Are you looking forward to that battle?
Yeah, definitely. Like, he's new to the league, or new to the Premier League. I think he was UCD last year, wasn't he? Yeah. So I wouldn't know an awful lot about him, but from the other night he looks decent, yeah.
And then looking ahead, this is your first Dublin derby. Have you played in any games that kind of are similar to the magnitude of this?
It's tough, like maybe Waterford and Cork. That was probably the last proper derby I would have had. But look, these are the games you want to play in as a player, and yeah, we're all really looking forward to it.
You've came into Bowes for the final season in the historic ground at Dalymount. We spoke to Alan Reynolds there, and he said this is going to be the final Dublin derby on a Friday night. Unless you draw each other in the cup, the next one will be on a Monday. How excited are you to walk out and experience that atmosphere on Friday?
Yeah, because the fans were brilliant, even in the Aviva. And that was a home game as such, so I'm just really looking forward to being in Dalymount now and experiencing all that.